Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, April 6th, 2013. It's a beautiful day. We finally see, you know, what spring is going to be like. It took a minute to get there, but I'm glad it's here. Today on our show, we have an amazing, amazing gentleman. He's a composer, producer, singer, and musician, and he does something, well, he has an instrument that he plays that is close to my heart because my dad was a musician as well, and he played the same instrument. So this is just like a really special show for me and everything. I get to, you know, talk to someone whose influence has somewhat of an impact on my life, so to speak, indirectly. However, I don't want to spend too much time going into Mr. Kenneth Carr's background because I would like him to have the opportunity to share his story with us. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Mr. Kenneth Carr.
Oh.
Hello, how are you?
I'm just fine, just fine.
That's great. I am so happy to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be with you today.
Yes, yes. You are an amazing musician. I've been listening to everything I can in regards to Kenneth Carr, and I have been so inspired and pleased with everything that I heard, and you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory.
Okay. Now, you are a trombonist. However, that is not your main instrument that you play. You are you play multiple instruments. What instruments do you play?
Actually, I play the piano, I play the drums, the trumpet, the baritone, the sousaphone, mostly everything that's involved in the brass family.
Okay, great. Now, when did you start with your musical journey?
Actually, my musical journey started at the early age of four, between 4 and 6 years old, and I started in church, and that's where I got my platform, being in church 7 days a week.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Now, you're a native of North Carolina?
Charlotte, North Carolina, I am.
Okay. Okay. North Kakalaki. Okay.
North Kakalaki. You got that right. Yep. Yes, you're right. The QC, Queen City.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. That's interesting. Because coming up in the South, you know, being in the church is different than being here on like in the East. So what was your experience like growing up in church in the South?
Well, growing up in church in the South, as I stated earlier, we actually went to church almost every day of the week. And it was awesome. I mean, it was an awesome experience because it was my platform to actually display my gift. And so with that being said, starting out at the early age of four years old, playing in the church, and you know, it caught people off guard by me being so young and skilled at that particular age. You know, it was just amazing. It was a great platform.
Now, what got you started into playing an instrument?
Well, actually, my uncles and my mother, Yvonne Carr Williams, and she started me out early. My father, Isaiah Carr, which is my Joe Jackson experience, he actually kept me practicing and rehearsing early on, you know, as I was, you know, a little child.
Mm-hmm.
So he got me into staying focused, you know, and playing and practicing every day. So I didn't have the normal child life. Like a lot of kids got off the bus and went to play football and so forth and so on. I got off the bus, and my father, Isaiah Carr, he actually made me rehearse, practice. Oh, my God. I don't get to experience life like the other normal kids around the neighborhood. No, you got to be good. You got to be the best. You know, practice. So hey, that's, you know, it paid off, you know, and it made me perfect my craft, you know, so I'm grateful to God for that.
That's great. Did you ever get the opportunity to experience some of the childhood experiences that most of us have?
Well, I did. I played football, you know, in junior high. I played football in high school and so forth, so on. But other than that, you know, I was in the school band and so forth. But other than that, no. To be honest, no, we practiced all the time. You know, we had to practice and perform. My father would take us to the park and anywhere we can get on a concert or play and perform before people. My mother, you know, we would travel all over the U.S. I traveled all through everywhere as a young child, performing and playing, you know, on different events and so forth, so on. It was just amazing people that me being so young and being a little boy like that, people would be standing on the church benches looking at me, you know, place to be packed out, stuff like that. You know, it's a great experience, though. You know, it brought me to where I am today.
Now, did you have siblings?
Yes, I do. I have a brother, just one brother, and that's it.
Okay. Is he a musician as well?
He is. He's also a minister, too. So, yes, he is a musician. He actually used to play with me a while back until he went into the ministry.
Oh, that's very interesting. So with that, it has taken you and developed you into this amazing, remarkable and skilled. I'm going to say that you've been recognized for your musical talent, and people have said you have remarkable skill and exquisite technique. And you have been recognized all over the world. How does it feel to have that kind of recognition in regards to your talent?
I'm very honored. I've been blessed to share the stage with so many great artists, so many musicians, from Wycliffe Gordon to some of the other greats, Wynton Marsalis, and some of the other, you know, great jazz musicians and so forth, so on. So I've just been honored to just be able to share that platform with so many great other artists. It's been a blessing.
Who was your musical influence? You know, some of us like certain kinds of music, and it inspires us to do certain types of music. Who was your influence, and what inspires you?
To be honest, my musical influence, I have to say, was my mother, Yvonne Carr Williams. That was really my musical influence, because years ago she would always be in the house playing the piano, getting her notes and stuff ready for her group, her choir. And I would just pick up, you know, sit around her and learn different little techniques and so forth, so on. And she would hum around the house. My grandmother, Mariah Williams, she would hum around the house while she was making biscuits and different things, making homemade pies. And I was like, oh, my God, I gotta get some of that, you know what I mean? So I would just, you know, be, you know, getting bits and pieces from different family members, you know.
Okay, so you had the traditional Southern upbringing with the music and the cooking. I understand it. I really do, because I had a similar experience as well when I was growing up. So I understand. I feel you.
Awesome. So you know.
Yes. I have a really unique question for you, because there's something to be said. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I am right-handed.
Really? Because they say that.
I am.
Really? That's interesting. Because a lot of creative people are left-handed, is what they say.
But listen to this. My wife, Shireen King, is left-handed, and she's very creative.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I was really curious. Now, you also work with a group called the Tigers. Who are the Tigers?
The Tigers is like a home-based group out of Charlotte, North Carolina, a group of guys that actually we started many, many years ago, and we've changed faces so many times during the course of the years, many years of playing. But we're actually a group that actually started out of the church, and we branched out from the church and went on tour, and we've just been traveling ever since. So it's a group of family guys, basically, us family guys.
Really? And I understand that in that group, the majority of the members, they they got the public school education with the instruments. Like, you know, they give you music instruments in the public school, and that's where they learn their musical talent.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's definitely true. We have quite a few guys that actually played in school bands, marching bands, and also, too, in the church marching bands, you know, because in the South, you know, coming out of my home church, we had actually marching groups in the, you know, in the church, as well as regular shout bands and, you know, other concert type groups as well.
Now, for those who are not familiar with a shout band, what is a shout band?
Shout band is kind of like kind of a New Orleans type, you know, movement type situation, but it's mainly for worship. You know, we actually use that term, you know, for worship in the church, and basically we would, you know, start a shout up, and then, you know, what we call a shout, and people would be praising God and shouting all through the church, and, you know, sometimes even outside, you know what I mean?
So mm-hmm.
It's just like a happy feeling, a praising, a worshiping type experience, you know, through the music. So.
Now, that's my leading into us listening to your music, because, you know, I want people to hear how amazing you are, okay? So I picked, I believe, one song. It's off your Sound the Alarm CD, I believe, and it's called Celebrate. Can you give us a little information, background information about that particular CD?
Celebrate, that particular song was, it had a great meaning to us at that particular time, because the group, we were preparing to go on tour in Europe at that particular time, and that song was something like, it came to me I think early in the morning. I was like, hey, you know, I need to put this together. So I actually laid down the foundation track for the song, and then I took the group into the studio here in Charlotte at Reflections to actually base the track. But that song is very dear to us.
Okay, so we're going to play it now.
Okay.
I need to ask you, how do you come up with, I mean, how does the music come to you? When do you, how do you get your inspiration? How do you get the tunes? Where do they come from?
Prayer, 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 prayer. That's all I can tell you. I do a lot of praying, and the Lord just give it to me. I get downloads in the morning, first thing in the morning. That's normally when it comes.
Wow, because this is an amazing, amazing song. I love it because of the fact that, as I mentioned in the beginning, my dad was a trombonist. He played a few instruments as well, and we had a heavy musical influence in my household when we were kids. So all this just brings back such fond memories.
Beautiful.
Yes, and I'm like, this is just amazing. Now, you have a new project that you're working on, and it's called Brassing in My Opinion.
Mm-hmm. Brass in My Opinion.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Brass in My Opinion is actually a piece of my trombone gumbo project, and which is like a mixture of everything that I've done in the past and bringing it to the future, which is it's actually a piece of Latin jazz. I have some shout R&B and pop in it, but it's off of the amazing Love project.
Okay. Now, what inspired you to do this?
Well, many things inspired me to do it. I had actually taken a little sabbatical in 2004 after we came off tour over in Europe and went into the clothing business as well. So, but I wanted to get back into it, so I just started doing like new cuts and new, you know, production here and producing tracks for different other artists and groups and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what, it's time for me to put a new album together. So we started working on the new Trombone Gumbo series, which is Brass in My Opinion.
Okay, so I'm going to play that. I have to tell you, I think I've worn this one particular song out because I love it so much.
Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So let's let the listeners get a little taste of what I'm talking about.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my. I love this. It's like each instrument is telling you something, and they're all speaking. How do you manage to give brass a voice?
Oh, wow. Great question. I'm telling you, it's just, I don't know. It's just been a long life journey, and it's just been like what I've experienced through life and just my experiences all compiled into my brass voice.
Wow. And that's the, when I started listening to your other music, I'm like, he actually gives brass a voice. And it's like each instrument just really speaks without language.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And it's amazing. I love it. Now, you said you worked with some artists. You've also done some gospel works as well with Vicki Winans, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and some others. So you not only delve in jazz, you also delve in gospel as well.
Right. That's my roots. Gospel is definitely my roots. That's where I'm from. That's my community. Those are my folks. So that's where I'm from. You know, that's my place.
Now, I was checking you out a little bit, and you did mention the clothing line. I didn't know, but I saw some on your Facebook page, some outfits and stuff. So you're really into fashion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, heavily into fashion. That's another God-given gift from my mother. My mother was actually a master tailor, so it's another gift that was handed down, you know.
Okay. So what was that like? I mean, being that it's one of your other loves, being in that particular industry, how is that for you? Is it as pleasurable as music?
Actually, it is, because, you know, I mean, I think dress and music goes hand in hand to me. You know what I mean? So, I mean, most of your artists, you know, they want to look good and they want to sound good. So, you know, I guess I carry that trend on, you know.
Excellent. You just seem like you're so laid back and you're so humble and you're so cool. And that is one of the other amazing qualities, too, because someone with your skill and ability and the fact that you've been recognized globally for your talent, you could have a bit of a little bit of a attitude, but I don't feel it, I don't sense it, and that's the other amazing quality too, because it also comes out in your music as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Because when I listen, I try to listen and feel at the same time, and I kind of get a sense of who the person is based on what I'm hearing, and that's what I'm hearing and feeling.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Now, what other projects do you have, and if people wanted to hear you live, where could they find you, and so on?
Well, right now, I'm actually, the album is basically complete, the Amazing Love Project. Which was scheduled to be released in the month of June, so somewhere around June 1st, 15th, or somewhere in there. But they can actually just follow us on Twitter. They can follow us, you know, matter of fact, Kenny Carr Music on Twitter and Facebook, Kenneth Carr, and just kind of keep up with the tour dates and what we got, you know, have coming up and what's going along.
Okay, and are you going to release any more singles before that time?
You know, I'm getting so many requests now for a new single. Hey, when is the album coming out, the single? You know, so we're trying to decide now whether or not to release another single or just go ahead and wait till the album, you know, drop. But I it looks like we're going to be releasing another single.
Ooh, I'm be looking for that.
and stay tuned for the video. We're releasing the Brass in My Opinion video. I think next week, it drops next week.
Really? Can you give us any insight on what's the video going to be like?
It's incredible. it's a beautiful video. It's a cross between, you know, two cities, New York and North Carolina. So, you know, we're brassing our opinion between the two cities, what's going on in New York and what's going on in Charlotte. And then we're combining the two cities together in the video. So that's kind of like a little sneak preview. I don't want to give too much away, just to kind of keep the listeners excited about it, but it's going to be incredible. Lovely video, actually produced by the King's daughter.
So okay.
Beautiful video, And also, too, Preston Kelly is another individual that worked on the project as well. So it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I think you guys are going to love it.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be looking for it and everything. Yes, indeed. Now, I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you so much for this opportunity, because I'm a little giddy because I just love the music and I enjoy the conversation as well. So it's just a great experience for me.
Thank you so much, and likewise for me. I really appreciate being and you know being on the show and having this opportunity to brass my opinion, you know. So thank you so much. I appreciate it all, you know.
You're welcome, and you're welcome back at any time. I would love to have you.
Absolutely. I'd love to be back. So
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So I want to tell all my listeners that was Mr. Kenneth Carr, and he's got something to share with us, and we have to kind of like keep our ears out for the Amazing Love Project, which is a CD that's going to be coming out soon. So please keep your ears out and listen. I want to thank him for this amazing opportunity, and I want to tell my listeners, it's awesome. It's really awesome. So you just gotta look him up on YouTube, look him up and see the stuff that he's done. It's really amazing. You will definitely, definitely be singing praises like I am right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. So I guess that's it for us today. And please join us on Monday. We'll be back with more stuff for you to hear and listen and learn about. So I had an amazing experience. Have a wonderful weekend and be well.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.